Next topic on Sports Medicine Weekly, the differences between drafting high school pitchers against college pitchers and how injury history affects draft picks. Our next guest is Alan Shanley from ATI Physical Therapy. She is a clinical research scientist at ATI. Ellen, thanks for joining us. First question right off the top, what's the difference in the MLB draft strategies between the teams that draft high school pitchers against or versus college pitchers?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's really a pretty complex topic, but most teams have different draft strategies, and a high school pitcher, really the advantage of drafting a high school pitcher is raw talent, minimal wear, versus also having minimal adversity. Lots of teams like college players because they have a little bit more refined talent. They've been tested at a higher level, but they also have more wear, which brings in the question of previous injury history. So over the last 10 years, 82% of the pitchers that have been drafted with a prior UCL actually have been college pitchers. And they do fairly well. They even have a bit better chance of making the major leagues according to camp et al. In 2018.
Yeah, so it's the flip side, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is it's very rare for a high school athlete, a pitcher, to make it in the MLB if they've had an injury in high school. The statistics are very against them for that ever to happen, which supports your contention if they have it in college because they got to college. The challenge is that it's often, I think, a mechanics issue. These kids may have very high velocity. They may have multiple leagues. They're just not able. It's like having a Ferrari engine and a Volkswagen body, you know. And some of these kids just can overthrow, and it can be mechanics that lead to it, right? So I think that's one of the biggest lessons we need for our parents, because these are kids who function in a whole system, to help them understand about proper strengthening, conditioning, core strengthening, and so forth, so that they don't get injured in the first place. Because if they are a high prospect, their chances, if they're a victim of injury in high school, that goes down exponentially. Isn't that basically all true as you know it?
Yeah, it's correct. And it's worse yet if they have a shoulder injury, right?
Yes.
So I think it's mechanics plus wear. You know, in college, you're not playing on three teams a year like often the high school prospects are either.
Yep.
So it's just a lot of play during that time.
Our guest is Alan Shanley, ATI Physical Therapy, a clinical research scientist, talking about the Major League Baseball draft, the differences between drafting high school pitchers against college pitchers. And what should we take away from this, Alan? What should high school kids and parents do now to promote long-term arm health?
I think, you know, the number one factor for any pitcher really is overall good healthy habits, including rest, which is most important. You know, most professional pitchers take about 4 consecutive months off during the competition season or after the competition season to recover and get ready for the next season. And often our high school and younger pitchers don't take enough time off. And when they do take time off, they don't really participate in off-season or preseason conditioning, arm care programs, and specifically getting ready for the season again. I think Dr. Cole might have some thoughts about that as well.
Yeah, I think that's basically true. I think that we sometimes forget, though, that it's not just arm care, upper extremity care, but you know, the role that the core and the mid-body, the core, has in overall function is important as well. I see a lot of these young people who come in and they're basically core deficient. And they're spending most of their time they're doing the good stuff for the upper extremity, scapular strengthening, things like that, interrotation, you know, improving interrotation deficits and arc of motion, but they neglect their core. And there's some pretty decent data that shows that feeds directly back upstream into poor mechanics.
Sure, and one of the highest rating of injury actually in the top 50 for both pitchers and hitters is oblique injuries. So. Mm-hmm. Really emphasizing that core and the kinetic chain for both position players and pitchers is so important.
Great stuff. Alan, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly.
Thanks for having me.
Alan Shanley. All right, you too. Ellen Shanley, ATI Physical Therapy. Time for a break here. When we come back, it's our Ask the Doctor segment at Sports Medicine Weekly, only on
670 The Score.